Oregon and Washington have signed mitigation agreements with two of the three industrial companies whose business would be disrupted by the Columbia River crossing, April Bayer reports.
Ann Leininger of Oregon Iron Works confirmed her company has reached an accord with both states. The company makes metal components for projects in energy, transportation, and other fields. Leininger says the bridge height posed problems for shipping products out of the company's Vancouver operation. She says the agreement will help preserve jobs at that plant.
We hope to achieve some efficiencies, find ways to do our business a little bit better, a little bit more efficiently, so that we can still compete effectively for jobs through some adaptations and that we can compete in addition for some new categories of jobs.
Leininger wouldn't confirm the cost of the agreement. CRC's permit application to the Coast Guard estimates the value of lost profits for all three industrial companies somewhere between $30 million and $116 million. With Greenbrier Industrial also on board, the only agreement yet to be finalized is with Thompson Metal Fab. I'm April Bear reporting.